Cruising through a Monday now. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Not much of a surprise when you discuss the divisions along racial lines in America these days. According to a recent NBC News survey with Monkey Poll, 64% of Americans say racism and its economic impact are major problems within our society. In its business case for racial equity, the W.K. Kellogg Foundation asserts by 2050, our country stands to realize an $8 trillion gain in GDP by closing the U.S. racial equity gap. Closing the gap. That's what they want to do. Joining me now for the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Easy for me to say. Here's Bob Thomas. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Let's talk about this. Closing the gap. Closing the gap. What does this mean?
Closing the gap means creating more economic opportunities for people who are in disadvantaged populations, and that includes areas of healthcare, housing, education, et cetera, by giving them more opportunities to participate in economic independence. Overall, that should improve our economic competitiveness as a state.
And how do we do that? I mean, I hear a lot of people talk about this. It's discussed in many circles. What is the Kellogg Foundation going to do about it?
The Kellogg Foundation is working with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the Michigan Chamber of Commerce to hold a series of forums around the state over the next 18 months or so, and to ask business leaders, business influencers, small business owners about what that looks like in their particular communities and their industries. So right now we're trying to collect some data and information from those businesses to figure out how they perceive the problem, and then also if they have solutions that they might offer.
So as you look at this, I mean, these are conversations we've had, you know, probably for your entire life and my entire life. And we found some ways to bridge these gaps on occasion, but it seems to me too oftentimes it's discussed for a period of time and then it's kind of, well, we move past it for a while. Then we come back to it and then we move past it for a while. Why will this be different, do you think?
Well, they're uncomfortable conversations for sure. And especially depending on your generation or your community makeup, they may be more uncomfortable than others. And I think they go to the side burner sometimes, depending on how well the economy is going and what our unemployment looks like. But overall, it's still an underlying factor for a lot of economic decision-making. And so we're hoping to bring the spotlight back to it so that we can start to solve some of those problems longer term and so that it doesn't have to be a repetitive issue.
Bob Thomas here from the Michigan Chamber. Now, the Chamber also established the Institute for Diversity and Emerging Businesses, IDEB. What is that, and what does that initiative mean in conjunction with everything else that's going on?
That's the U.S. Chamber Center. It's the first of its kind, and it's intended to drive some of the research behind these decisions, and the Michigan Chamber is happy to be a supporter of that institute. We're one of three statewide partners that the U.S. Chamber is working with to draw attention to these issues and bring some of that data to that issue.
And for your part, I understand the Michigan Chamber inviting more than 250 businesses across the state to get on board to join this conversation.
Correct. We're working, again, across all industries, racial backgrounds, community backgrounds, for people to help educate us about this topic. And we're hoping to have them on board over the next 18 months to lay that baseline research and help to solve some of those problems.
And so when you look at these, I mean, the issues are no secret, like we've discussed here today and we discuss often. It is something we have discussed for a very long time and something that we have, tried to solve these issues. So what is the intended outcome of this program?
The intended outcome at the onset is to really get that baseline data to understand the business perceptions. Very often, these are only in the social frame, but we're really trying to figure out what are the economic drivers that racism and racial inequities are creating for our businesses. And so the intended outcomes is to start with a baseline report, and then we'll use that information to start creating programming for businesses to help solve those problems for their own business.
Have you identified, I mean, obviously, the Kellogg Foundation is a huge organization that you've done work with, I would guess, in the past, and I greatly appreciate you doing this going forward. What does it mean to work with that organization?
They're one of the premier research organizations, and they partner with businesses, and they have partnered for a very long time. And we're very fortunate that they're here in our own backyard here in Michigan. So it's an honor to be working with them and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the facilitators to help bring that spotlight to this issue.
Well, it's an important issue, Bob, as you know. Bob Thomas with us, the Chief Operating Officer, Executive Director for the Michigan Chamber Foundation. And so you'll be coordinating on the Michigan end with the U.S. Chamber. These sorts of initiatives can really have some impact. I'll give you the last word on it.
Sure. You know, we're really excited about this opportunity. It's a new space here for the Michigan Chamber. And further, it should give us some great insight to lend to policymakers and lawmakers about how we might make Michigan a more equitable state in the long run.
All right. Well, I greatly appreciate it. Bob Thomas, again, Chief Operating Officer, Executive Director, Michigan Chamber Foundation. Bob, always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for stopping in.
Thanks, Steve.
There you have it. Bob Thomas, from the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief for this Monday. Looking for programs that can work to make people more successful, frankly. More successful. And anybody that's in this country that has a chance to go after the American dream, that's what we're going after. We support business here. We're business friendly, and we should be. This idea that's been put forth by the other team trying to demonize business and make business villains, I think it's definitely the wrong approach. We need to make sure that businesses can thrive, small businesses and large. It's the backbone of America, and so that's why I'm a big fan of the Michigan Chamber. It's the 16th of September, a Monday. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Lose 4 inches in just 2 weeks? You can with Wyckoff Wellness and Verju Laser Treatments. The Verju is cutting-edge laser technology that melts away the fat and sculpts your body. Treatments take less than an hour. Sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, or upper arms with the Verju Laser. And Verju is specially priced this month. What are you waiting for? Verju is FDA approved, and Wyckoff Wellness has the only Verju in Michigan. Call now, 517-333-7270, or log on to wyckoffwellness.com.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.